A map is a representation, usually on a flat surface, of a three-dimensional region of the Earth's surface. It's a way of seeing, and it's a way of seeing culturally. So it makes sense for someone like Dr. America to map out the hidden dimensions of maps. As geographer Dennis Wood suggests in his book, The Power of Maps, a map reflects what we see in the world, but it also helps us determine what we see. When Dr. America asked his students to draw a map of St. Olaf College, for example, about 95% of them produced drawings that include the main roads, the buildings, and sometimes the sidewalks between them. They leave out trees, terrain, and wildlife. They omit fire hydrants and signs and cars. But these students, of course, are themselves culturally constructed cartographers. We tend to replicate what we've seen. And when it comes to systematic renderings of our landscape, what most of us have seen most as a map is a road map. Such maps teach us that maps mainly tell you where and how human beings go. These maps are not about politics or economics or sociology, let alone ecology, although there are implicit and therefore very powerful politics, sociology, and economics in road maps. These maps are not about nature and the natural environment. Instead, they're about the cultural environment, the order or disorder that humans have imposed on the land. Could you give directions to your home without referring to any roads or cultural constructions? Probably not if you're like most Americans, because we've come to depend less on our knowledge of nature, of geography and topography and life forms, than on our knowledge of culture made concrete in roads and abstracted in maps. American maps date back to colonial times, when Europeans began to map what they called the New World. Indians rarely used maps. Instead, they experienced space as an active place of power and possibility, and taught their children geography through stories and firsthand experience. But European colonists introduced the conventions that make maps work. It's plain, that's P-L-A-N-E, that maps are a simplification of reality, reducing three dimensions to two and five senses to one. Explorers' maps converted the complexities of ecology to the geometries of longitude and latitude. They introduced a transcendent perspective, distancing viewers from what they viewed and depicting the world from above, almost like an omniscient god. Today's roadmaps are simplifications. They show us the highways and byways of our culture, but they keep us from seeing other important features of our environment. They are maps of what's on our mind and what's out of mind. Even the most rudimentary highway maps, for example, are political and social and economic. If we look beneath the surfaces of red expressways and blue highways, we can begin to see the politics built into this way of seeing, including a political economy of highway construction and a sociology of automobility. Maps seem like the natural order of things, so roadmaps teach us that in these latitudes, cars are king and that the car culture is perfectly natural. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, following the roots, that's R-O-U-T-E-S, of American culture.